Simon Keane is one of the doctors on call today with the Essex Air Ambulance. Simon, what's the career path into a job like this?
So in order to get to the position of doing this job, you have to be a specialist in your field or very close to a specialist, so a senior trainee. Myself, I'm an emergency doctor. Normally, anaesthetics and emergency or accident and emergency is the mainstream that feeds this job. So myself, I became an emergency consultant out in Australia, and I've always wanted to do pre-hospital. So I, interviewed via the Barts Health, and they supply the doctors to Essex and Heart Care Ambulance, and you have to win a place, and then you get seconded for about a year or so.
Riding around in a helicopter sounds like fun, but I'm guessing the reality of the job is it can be incredibly stressful yet rewarding at the same time.
Look, it's a great job. It's funny, and it comes down to it comes down to what some people find stressful and what other people find quite quite enjoyable. I mean, my calling in life, or my goal, is to be there for people who are in critical need of a doctor and a highly skilled team. So I absolutely love this job because it basically gets me to the people that need my help very quickly, and we cover obviously quite a broad range, and without the helicopter we just wouldn't get there. So you see a lot of critically ill people, and I feel we make a very big difference in this job, and that keeps you going. And yes, it's not easy, but then again, I mean, we train so hard for this job that after a while you are able to see patterns within the job, and we have a big support structure behind us. The clinical governance, we call it, as in the reviewing of every job, basically makes improves us after every experience. So there's a lot of help out there. And we also have the ability to call a consultant who's on call for clinical advice if it is a particularly difficult decision to make.
The important aspect of the air ambulance is that this fast response critical care is not funded by the NHS, but completely reliant on donations.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're funded by the people of East Anglia, basically, or Essex and Hertfordshire in particular. And we're certainly not part of the NHS. We are. The beauty of this job is that we have, the funding that we get, we can pour all that funding into trying to save lives. And so really, the more funding, the better we can do our job. The NHS operates very differently to that. That it essentially tries to, but it certainly hasn't got the funding that behind it that is required to do this particular job. So really, we do rely on public donations. It's certainly not a government funded operation, and all the money that's donated goes back into to produce good results.
How does your average day go, as there are obviously other tasks to be done when you're not flying?
Well, we have two shifts, obviously a day shift and an evening shift. The day shift starts at 7 in the morning and goes through till 4 in the afternoon, and the evening shift starts at about midday, 12 o'clock, and goes through till 9 o'clock in the evening. And a typical shift, I mean, we have to get there around about 3/4 hour earlier to be able to set up. So we'll get in early, we'll set up all the kit, we check that it's functioning, we check we have everything we need. We load two lots of kit, one on the car and one on the helicopter. And then we come online and we wait, for a job. During the waiting period, which obviously we never know when the phone will ring, but we have several base duties we have to get through to keep the bases ticking over. It is quite military in that fashion, because obviously all the stock and everything has to be in its right place and ready to go when needed. So there are a number of base chores to be done each day. When the phone goes, you have to be in the air or on the car within 4 minutes of the phone ringing. So there's a certain amount of keeping yourself in a good state, so making sure you're fed and watered and ready to go, and all the equipment is ready. So there's a fair amount of paperwork involved. Aside from that, we also have Clinical Governance Day, which happens once a month, and also, the governance of the job, which means that we're doing presentations, we're looking into recent research, we're trying to find the best, the best evidence for doing this, that, and the other around. So there's a lot of us that probably do, on average, a presentation on something every 2 weeks. So there's that side of it as well.
Dr. Simon Keane, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks very much, Ian.